morning, beautiful kings and queens. Welcome back to Talking with Dominique. I'm your host, Dominique, and welcome back. I talk love, sex, relationships, mental health, depression, and so much more exciting things on my radio podcast. Peace, love, and blessings. Happy, beautiful 2024. God bless you all. Hope everybody is blessed, highly favored, staying focused this year. I wish you peace, prosperity, and happiness, and good luck to everybody's lives, including mine. Be prayed up prayfully. For those who do not know what I do for a living, I am a sexology and relationship coach, up and coming author, published model, so much and so forth, and queen and goddess, and I'm sensitive about my and a lover of God first, universe second, and everything else flows third, okay? Happy beautiful 2024, and it's a beautiful morning, and I'm in good spirits and a good mood. Man, it's been a journey. Today's topic is going to be about plethora blur of things. It's going to be about what I've accomplished in 2023, what I'm willing to accomplish 2024, and what I'm, you know, trying to, what's my New Year's resolution. I really don't have one. I'm just live life. And I'm starting from what I've learned from 2023 about myself and my situation. A shout out to my family, my close-knit family. Shout out to my husband. Shout out to those who do fuck with me since day one. I greatly appreciate you for the positive love and feedback that y'all have been giving me as well. Oh man, what I've learned. I've learned a lot about myself this past 2023. It has ups and downs, of course, because that's life. And God will take you through trials and tribulations, good, bad, ugly. And then sometimes you got to distinguish who's God and what's not God, what's good and what's not good type thing. I learned a lot about myself. I learned that I take things, what people say, too seriously, which I shouldn't have or do this 2024. I'm sensitive. So I'm a woman, so I'm sensitive about certain things and ask God to mature me in ways that I need to be matured. I think everybody, you know, is in their 30s or whatever, or any age rather. You can say you mature all day, but everybody needs some type of guidance, maturity, wisdom, and so much and so forth. So I ask God for those things every single day, even though the devil is busy and people with their negative energy is busy. He kind of throws you off and shift throws you off a lot. So I learned not to involve myself with negative energy. I learned how to try to balance, maintain life. Life has been life, and life is not easy sometimes. Positive energy, positive thoughts, things that I can't control, I will not worry about. I used to do that constantly in 2023 to try to control things that I can't control. And I asked God to take all the will and make sure that things are in control. Sometimes we let our emotions take the best of us. And that's another thing I'm not bringing into 2024. I am going to make baby steps of life changes. Not going to really reveal what those are. I'm not going to speak about what I'm going to make changes on. Just know that it's going to be a new and improved me this 2024. And a lot of people, I'm not going to really take, I can't take everybody with me this year. Hey, if I don't hear from you, talk to you on a daily, or we ain't records, you know what I'm saying, we ain't on nothing, then I'm not going to sit there and act like, you know, ship sailing this 2024 and we on some new shit. No, I'm not doing that fake shit. Like, I'm not a fake person. If I don't fuck with you, I'm going to show you. I'm going to act like it. That's just my persona. I'm not with the fake phony stuff. You know what I'm saying? For those who do know me, that you know that I'm 100% type of woman. I don't really condone myself with negative people and negative energy. And like I said, if I don't pray to God in the morning, I don't pray to God, my day is not well. So before I got started with talking with you all this morning, I had to pray to God and thank God for another day. Thank God for getting me up this morning. And also, just read my Bible, because a lot of shit, you just got to protect yourself. Protect your environment, protect your energy, protect your peace. And that's what I'm going to do every day, all year long. It's 2024. 2023, I did it, but I wasn't very consistent. Because, like I said, life has been life. I've been working my ass off, tired as hell, still working, doing what I got to do, and it's paying off. So a lot of great shifts is going to happen this 2024 for myself and my life. I just feel it. I see it. God's revealed some things to me as well. And yeah, I'm in a good space. Just a lot of things I've learned about myself that I'm not going to continue to take into 2024 is those things I named in the beginning of this episode, which is I'm not going to carry on things that I can't control. I'm not going to carry on people's thoughts and negative thoughts with me. I'm not going to continue to support bad habits of others. If people don't fuck with you or fuck with me type thing, I'm not going to sit there and act like, you know, we good. Like I said, I'm going to be more mature. I ask God to mature me in ways that need to be matured. Build me up a lot of wisdom as far as, you know, things and life, and, you know, continue to grow and continue to be a better version of yourself this coming 2024, because that's what it's all about, evolving and making sure that you are your best self. No bad habits, no good things. I mean, no bad things. We're wishing all positive energy and good energy into our existence and peace. That's what we evolving. At least I am. I don't know about everybody else. Just know that I have all amazing things coming 2024, and even on my podcast as well. Because I do not post frequently doesn't mean I am neglecting my podcast. That means my ass been working, and I mean working my ass off and doing what I gotta do. And it's nothing to explain, just for those. And another thing I'm not taking to with me this year is I'm not continuously explaining myself to others. I'm not doing that. Like, you see me, you hear from me, you don't type shit. Like, it's, I'm not going to explain to why I have been MIA, why I've been, you should know I've been MIA because I've been working and I've been doing what I need to do. And even though people don't give a fuck nowadays, because that's just the world today, but that's just me. I'm not going to be a people pleaser this year. It is what it is. I can't please everybody. I can't make people like me. I can't make people vibe with me. It is what it is this year. I'm going to vibe out, for let things flow how I flow. Continue to be prayed up. Continue to keep positive energy. Continue to keep those who like me close to me. And a lot of people don't like you. And that's cool. You know, just positive energy, like, you know, bring a lot of wisdom and foundation to my life, and keep, like I said, those close to me, which is my immediate family. I don't need extra people, extra newbies, none of that shit. Like, I don't need nothing extra. I'm just good where I'm at. And if you don't fuck with me, you don't flow or vibe with me and assist that, then I ain't gonna be mad with you. I'ma just go on about my business and let it be. Let life be what it's gonna be. Type thing. Even that, I am going to be a better version of myself this year. I'm gonna create new habits starting off today. And yeah, I'm not gonna speak about it. Like I said, you speak about things, people do wish domination and negative energy towards your goals or anything. So I'm scared to speak on that. I'm gonna let the universe do its thing, but never speak negative energy to existence. Always speak enough of a positive energy to your existence, and always have, be prayed up and have people around that actually motivate you, elevate you to bigger and better, like yourself, so y'all can just reconciliate, you know, differences between whatever goals y'all have in mind, whatever is from a good job, from a wedding to whatever, like anything positive, elevation is always the purpose. So let this go. Have more good days than bad days. A lot of people, all of us have good days, a lot of good days. Some of us have bad days, but let the good days outweigh the bad days. Always be prayed up. Always stay prayful to God first, universe second. Always keep your circle very small. You always have people that's very genuine about you for this year, and just stay protected at all times, away from negative energy and negative people, because people walking around like zombies, man, and I ain't got time. It's crazy. Energy shift is going to be an energy shift, and it's going to be more positive energy, more peace, happiness. I'm speaking it into existence and ignoring negative energy, of course. Hope everybody has not turned up too damn much that they couldn't wake up this morning, but probably. Yesterday, I had to work anyway for New Year's Eve or whatever. Got off and played my video game for a while. Talked to my husband, of course, and missed him so much. And vibed out. Looked at my church online a little bit and fell asleep and brought in a New Year's with God, peace, and happiness. And now I'm talking to you guys. So hope everybody enjoyed this segment. Hope everybody don't think it's boring, but more exciting episodes coming very soon. I'm going to give me some damn rest today. I need it. Love you guys. Peace, love, and blessings. Make sure you stay prayed up. I hope everybody has a blessed 2024, okay, and many more. Love you guys. Peace, love, and blessings. Love you.